Tom Dodd.
Thank you.
Hey, Moore, get along.
Well, I gave him this, the two stories, and he called me later and told me that Betancourt wouldn't talk to him. But then I found out that Moore doesn't speak Spanish, which is a hell of a problem, as Betancourt doesn't speak English very well. And so I told him he ought to get somebody to speak Spanish and get back to him. And on the other thing, the interpretation of it, he said he was very interested in it. And of course, what's happened since then, I think, corroborates it. There's a story in the San Juan Star this morning saying, quoting Barsha, saying that he's not going back. And again, you know, and I think he's just finished. And I think that he was never anything in this whole business except a pawn and a propaganda device. I was wondering whether we ought to try to get this to Rustin or to Lippman.
Yes, they want to say now it's a conflict with Vaughn testified that some of the boss people were in the early days, and they say that's a conflict, and he wants to talk to me about it, and I've got to talk to him in the next 10 minutes. And he wants to know how we reconcile that. We'll have one government view instead of two.
Well, I don't think this ought to be a government view anyway. What I'm talking about ought to be a government view anyway. It ought to be something from which you're totally removed. And
yes, I think
just a theory, an interpretive theory of it. But I really believe that it is so. And it doesn't mean that there weren't Bush people in it originally, but it does mean that these military guys or somebody moving behind the military guys other than Bush conceived and carried out this whole thing with never an idea that this great liberal Democrat would come into power.
I guess right.
Perfectly clear.
I'll call you back after I talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Bye.